from the 2025 Mercer County Fair. Terry James here on Farm Country 102.3. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you for listening. And Becky's willing. We've been in contact, and you're with the Kimmel 4-H Club. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I'm a leader.
Yeah, you guys have a quite an extraordinary milestone coming up.
Yes, the club is turning 100 years old this year, so we're having a soft celebration tomorrow during Kids Day from 1 to 4, where you can come out and share memories and look at the fair, because it's changed so much for a lot of the exhibitors. And then September 14th, we're having a major birthday party again out here at the fairgrounds.
Now, I wonder, do all 4-H groups and clubs keep track of how many years they've been in existence?
Yes and no. So back in 1975-76, they put together a county history book, and that's when all of our clubs figured out how old we were when we were formed. So that's how I've been able to keep track of how old Kimmel is.
So as part of the 100th anniversary, what can we expect out here at the fair?
Well, the kids have gone through, and we're having one of our members is making cookies for us for tomorrow for our celebration. And then I have one that's researching the history, and then we're looking for memorabilia. So we're learning a lot about our history and how Irene Brown Kimball was a member of Kimmel and won the Chicago International in 1938, and the differences of that. And she actually came and talked to the club. Before she gave this stuff to the museum.
That's pretty cool that she came and did that.
And then we're looking at just basically to get the kids educated and people a chance to reminisce. And it's amazing as they start talking, it's like things are the same, but things are different too. So.
Gotcha. Well, I'm just curious with the memorabilia that's being sent in, what's something cool you can tell us about?
I got a photo from John Attic near Chicago of Irene that he had found online that she is actually, if you can imagine, in 1938, she and her dad are hugging each other. And, you know, that's more Victorian, and that wasn't really what you did. And the museum does not have that picture. So I have scanned it, and we're sending it to the museum, too. And then I'm looking for, like, you know, ribbons and pictures of family. You know, photography has evolved, too, since 1925. So, you know, we're trying to get some pictures and different things that way, too.
Boy, has it. Things have changed, but they still say the same with young folks and agriculture. And we're inside the exposition building right now, so folks can come in and view some of these pictures. We're going to take a picture and put that up, too, on our Facebook page. Okay. Becky's willing, the 4-H Youth Livestock Auction Friday night, so everybody attend that. Watch those kids.
Exactly. And when you want to come into the exhibition building and see all the general projects, too, and get some really good ideas. These kids are so talented, and they come up with ideas. It's like, oh, my gosh, how do you know to do that? So, yeah, one of them we have is a young lady made a stand out of records.
Very cool.
Very cool. And we have some cool flowers and woodworking, and just there's just so much stuff that they do. It's really good.
4-H, it's what makes the fair. It's really what the fair is all about. And Becky's willing, thank you so much. Congratulations on your 100 years. Oh, I mean the 100th anniversary of the Kimmel 4-H Club.
100 years. No, I'm not there yet.
All right. And we're at the 2025 Mercer County Fair here on Farm Country 102.3.